Listen, please.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Okay, here's why I don't go out. Here's why I don't like leaving my house. So I'm not very big. I'm 5'2". You know, I've never been a very heavy, big person. I've always been like a tiny little person. And when I was in college, I remember where I went to school was like really windy one day. And I was walking to class and I got picked up and blown by the wind. Mm-hmm. Like the wind literally picked me up off my feet and threw me down. And so I was like, I'm going to put on weight and that's never going to happen to me. But still, I do get, like, if it's really, really windy, I will get a situation that the wind will at least... Listen,
I mean,
I don't weigh what I weighed in
will
college,
it move
but it will move me. Yes, it will move me. I was walking the other day, and it was so windy that the wind literally moved me. I had to take a step sideways. Mm-hmm. So I was like, whoa, that's crazy. It's really windy. But I was determined to walk
home. Were you in a hurricane?
It was half a hurricane. I'm not even joking. It was half a hurricane. There was this one day that the weather was so bad here that the next day everybody had stories about it. Everybody. Because it was so bad. It was like literally half a hurricane. And they kept saying, like, you know, the wind chill factor. But I'm not thinking the wind chill. I'm thinking
wind
they should have told
speed.
Me it was going to be really windy and dangerous, right? So I'm walking down this one street. The wind kind of blows me off my feet a little. I'm like, all right, I can handle it. I'm nearly home. I'll be fine. And suddenly, out of nowhere, something flies into the air like a tornado picked it up and just slams it into my face. I got hit in the eye by, I don't know what. It sounded like a bottle of water, like that crunchy sound.
Like a Stanley Cup.
Crunch.
Like a Stanley cup hit you in the face.
No, it wasn't a Stanley cup. Because those are hard and metal, and that would have knocked me the heck out. No, it was a bottle of, like, a plastic bottle of water, and I only think it was for two reasons. One, because my face was wet afterwards, and because I heard the crunch. But then I went to look behind me to see if I can go find it, but it was chaos. It was too windy. I didn't want to go look on the ground to see what hit me. I just wanted to get home, because now I'm thinking, if you remember, I got punched in the eye at boxing class and ended up tearing my retina and having retinal surgery.
So now the wind knocked your eye loose.
It was the same eye. So I'm like, holy crap. I'm freaking out the whole time home. I was like, I should stop and go back and see what it was. And then I'm like, did somebody throw a bottle of water at me out of their car?
What,
like,
are you, Axl Rose now on stage with somebody throwing a bottle on stage?
I know. Everyone's like throwing stuff at celebrities now on the all these musicians. Stuff getting thrown at them all over the place.
If you want to throw another bottle, we will go home. Okay. Comprendo?
But I realized, you know, it was that windy that I thought I'm being paranoid. Somebody didn't throw something at me out of their car window. When it's that windy and it was knocking me off my feet and there was stuff flying all over the place. But now I'm freaking out. I'm like, holy crap. Like, I got hit in the face by something that the wind picked up. And so I call my boyfriend. I'm like, something hit me in the face. I'm freaking out because I'm thinking, like, I've got a black eye. Is it going to screw up my retina again? And the entire way home, I'm in a total state of panic. Like, for 2 days, I'm looking around. I'm checking my peripheral vision. I'm like, okay, I don't see the spider webs. I don't see flashes. Everything's really good. But then I look in the mirror the next day, and I have a gash across my face. I didn't even, if there was blood, there was so much water that hit me in the face that I didn't realize that most of it was also blood. I had this gash in my eye, on top of my eye. And my boyfriend's like, oh, cool. It looks like you're a boxer and you got hit. I'm like, dude, I nearly lost an eye. It's like, no, your forehead did the thing it's supposed to do. It protected your eye. Like, he thought it was so cool. I'm like, yeah, I get that, but... So luckily my eyes are fine, but I have this giant gash on the side of my face right now.
No, there were people on the other side of the road throwing eggs at ugly chicks.
Nailed her.
Hit that one. Which one? No, that one. Hit that one. Okay.
The really ugly one. I mean, that one's like ugly, but that one's hideous. Get her.
They were taking points. That one's worth 20. The one behind her is only worth 10. Okay, I'm getting a really ugly chick then. So that's what they were doing. They ran out of eggs, and then they switched to Aquafina.
Like whatever was laying around, like just grab something. What do you got? That's my come on, it's my sandwich. Don't throw my sandwich. Oh man, you threw my water.
We can do this and get away with it because we could just blame the wind. It was the wind.
It's so windy out. She's not gonna know.
Right. The wind's like she's 5 miles an hour. But of course you would walk down the street and something would fly and hit you in why would it not hit you in the face?
And, you know, I'm so mad because my mom, I was hanging out with my mom all day and we were like running around doing stuff, but like indoor stuff. And I was like, I need some fresh air. I need some like non-mom time for a minute. And she's like, let me give you money for a cab home. Like, no, I'm walking. She's like, I don't know if you want to walk in this. I'm walking in this weather. Leave me alone. And there, see, I should have taken her money and taken a cab home.
So now I know what I'm going to buy you. I'm going to buy you a football helmet that you have to wear everywhere.
I know. Sunglasses, even at night. Why should you have sunglasses on? What a bitch.
And a big football helmet. It says Carolina right. Panthers. A hockey mask.